Greetings and welcome once again to Grace Alive. It's good to have you tune in with us today. We trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together with you from God's Word. In just a few moments, we will continue our series of studies on the topic, The Coming New World Order. We're spending this month looking at the establishment of a new world order, God's world order, not the world order of men, but God establishing a new world order on planet Earth. Revelation chapter 21 is our starting point for this series of studies, so you might want to take a moment now, get your Bibles, and turn to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. As you do that, I'll remind you once again that you're watching Grace Alive, and at the end of the program today, we'll give you complete information about how you can contact us with any questions or comments that you might have. Also, if you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes or the CDs or DVDs of this entire month's series of studies, we'd be glad to get them out to you without any cost or obligation. Just request the series on the New World Order, and we'll be glad to get them out to you. Right now, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. Revelation 21 and verse 1, we read this. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. In Revelation, we read of John seeing a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven, the first earth being passed away. And obviously, if we're talking about a new world order, you couldn't have much more of a new world order than a new earth. And as we saw last week, one of the purposes of God in Scripture is the establishment of a new world order. When we talk about a world order, we're talking about how the world system functions, the paradigm or the conditions upon which that world system functions. So the world order, as it exists at present, is a world order that is under the control and the authority and the influence of Satan. We saw that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God gave man dominion on the earth. So mankind is given the dominion, the rule, the reign on planet Earth. Mankind chose to take that dominion, take that rule, take that reign, and use it to serve Satan. Rather than serving God and fulfilling his purposes and his goals and his aims, he is serving Satan and fulfilling his goals, his purposes, and his aims. So the world order as it exists today is under the control and the authority of Satan. He's called in Ephesians chapter 2 the prince of the power of the air. And that's one of the titles given to Satan that represents him having authority in this world. He's the prince and power of the air. He's the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And Paul tells us that before we're saved, when we are in that fallen state in Adam, we in fact walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. In fact, let's turn back there for a moment to Ephesians chapter 2. We should probably look at that verse again because it is the verse that really gives us a good insight into the world system as it exists today. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So we walked in time past before salvation according to the course of this world. And this world is under the control of the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Last week, we saw that God's plan, God's purpose is to change that, to change the situation where Satan is the prince of the power of the air, to change the situation where the world system is under the control of Satan, and to establish a new world order. In fact, the passages that we started with, if you turn back there to the book of Revelation, are some of the passages where God talks about the establishment of a new world order and the authority on planet Earth being taken away from Satan, away from the prince of the power of the air, and given instead to the Lord, to God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 11 for a moment. And look at verse 15. Revelation 11 and verse 15, we read this. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 11 tells us that at that end time when the Lord returns, the kingdoms of this world that are currently under the control of the prince of the power of the air, under the control and the authority of Satan, will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign. And ultimately, if you go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6, he reigns, others reign with him in Revelation 20 verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So as he reigns, there are people that are resurrected that reign with him. Chapter 21, we go right on into a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. So from the situation that we have now, Satan being the prince and power of the air, we read in Scripture that God is going to establish a new world order. And what we talked about last week in some detail was the origin of that new world order. And we found that that new world order originates with God. It does not originate with man. It's not, the new world order doesn't come by political negotiation or deals or the schemes and the plans and the ideas of man. That new world order comes when God Almighty sends his Christ, Jesus Christ, to establish that new world order. And the origin of the world, new world order is in heaven. Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come." Well, why did they pray that? Because this new world order, what's going to be established on planet Earth, would be originating in heaven. Jesus Christ would return from heaven to establish that new world order. And we saw, just as we closed last week, one important element of this new world order, and that is that you and I, as members of the Church of the Body of Christ, are not a part of that new world order. We saw last week, we came through the Scriptures and looked at the Scriptures of the prophets and the book of Revelation and saw how those Scriptures focus on the establishment of that new world order. But then we also saw that our purpose, our focus, the focus and the purpose for the Church, the body of Christ, and the dispensation of grace is not on establishing that new world order. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul says this, "Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Our conversation, that is, our destiny and our future is in heavenly places, from whence also we look for the Savior. Our goal, our destiny is not to be a part of this new world order that is established. Our goal and our destiny is to be part of a new heavenly order. Just as God is going to reestablish his authority in the earth, he's going to reestablish his authority in the heavens. Just as today the earth is under the control of the prince of the power of the air, of Satan, so today the heavens are under the control of Satan and his fallen angels. And just as God is going to bring a new order to planet earth and reestablish his authority here, he will bring a new order to heaven and reestablish his authority in the heavens. Just as he uses his people to establish his authority in the earth, he will use his people to establish his authority in the heavens. The people, his people that he uses to establish authority in the earth are the nation Israel. We saw last week the descendants of Abraham, the throne of David, all related to the nation Israel and that earthly people. To reestablish his authority in the heavenly places, he uses a different group of people, the church, the body of Christ, a heavenly body of believers, a heavenly people, not an earthly people.
So as we talk about the establishment of this new world order, we talk about how it originates with God in heaven. We talk about its establishment. We talk about the capital city of that new world order, the glory that that new world order is going to bring. We need to always keep in mind, we're not talking about God's destiny and God's plan and God's purpose for the church, the body of Christ. We're talking about his destiny, his plan, and his purpose for the nation Israel, and using that nation to establish a new world order. Using that nation to do away with the prince and power of the air, prince of the power of the air, do away with the reign of Satan, bring in a new world order that originates with God and that will establish his authority on planet Earth. He does that through the children of Israel. He does that through that nation, through the church, the body of Christ. He will establish that, his authority, in the heavenly places. So as we look at this, keep that in mind as we go along, that we're looking at something that he's doing with Israel, his people, something God is doing, but his program and his policy for the nation Israel, and not for the body of Christ. Now, as I said, last week we looked at the origin of the New World Order. Where is the New World Order going to originate? Where does it have its beginnings? Where does it get its authority? From God. Today we want to look at the establishment of the New World Order. How is the New World Order established? Well, when we think about the New World Order in human terms, usually we think about the New World Order being something that comes through negotiation and through treaties, and men are all just going to get along with each other, and we're going to lay down all our weapons, and there's not going to be war anymore, and that will be the New World Order. A world without war, a world without sickness, a world without disease, a world without hunger, a world without all the terrible things, and we will establish this New World Order. When the Scripture talks about the New World Order, it is a place like that. It is a utopia, and we'll see that in our last study this month, that the glory of the New World Order is more than we could ever imagine or fathom. But that New World Order is not established by treaties and by negotiation and by compromise. The New World Order is established by warfare. The New World Order is established by the wrath of God poured out without mixture from the cup of his indignation. Turn with me, if you will, back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. Deuteronomy, chapter 20. And we're going to look at this bit of history from the Old Testament here, Deuteronomy, chapter 20. And this is an instruction that God gives to the children of Israel about how they are to view other nations that are in the land that God gave them, how they are to drive those nations out, and how they're to establish God's rule and God's reign in that land. And just listen to what he says. Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse number 10. When thou comest nigh unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. But if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. And when the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thine hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof by the edge of the sword. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, thou shalt take unto thyself, and thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thus shalt thou do unto all the cities that are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations, but in the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. He talks to the nation Israel about, here's what you do when you come upon a city or upon a nation. You offer peace. You proclaim peace unto it. And if they accept peace, then that's fine, but they will be your servants. But if they don't accept peace, then you go in and destroy everything. You kill all the men, and you save the women and the children to be your servants. But the nations that are in the land that I gave you, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, you destroy them utterly, totally, completely, everything out of the land. The point is this, Israel's pattern and what God instructed that nation to do in reference to their land, and we're talking about a land that God gave to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, is you will make peace in that land, and you will establish my authority in that land by warfare. And the pattern that God sets is that his authority is established by warfare, so that there can then be peace. How is a new world order established? How is God's new world order established? It is not established by negotiation and treaty. It is established by warfare. Turn with me if you go to the book of Joel, chapter 2. And in Joel, chapter 2, we read about that warfare that occurs at the return of Christ, when he comes to establish the new world order, when he comes to eliminate Satan as the prince and power of the air. Joel chapter 2 and verse 1, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. He talks there about the armies of heaven coming, that a flame goes before them, it consumes everything in its path. Before them, it's like the Garden of Eden. Behind them, it's as a desolate wilderness. And Jesus Christ comes with those armies of heaven and coming with those armies of heaven to defeat the armies of the nations, to defeat those armies that are walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. God originates a plan and a program and a policy to defeat Satan, the prince and power of the air, and to defeat those that follow him, and to establish his kingdom, to establish a new world order by warfare. Joel chapter 2 talks to us about that warfare. Isaiah chapter 13 also talks about that warfare. Isaiah chapter 13 is a reference again to the day of the Lord. Verse 3, Isaiah 13, 3, I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. The Lord of hosts is mustering the host of the battle, that host of heaven, the angelic armies. Verse 5, they come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint. Every man's heart shall melt. They shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. The Lord is going to come. When he comes to establish a new world order, he comes to establish that new world order by making war. You see, Jesus Christ is often presented as a man of great peace, a man that offers peace to the world. He is the Prince of Peace. But understand that Jesus Christ establishes peace. He comes and is that Prince of Peace by making war. He allows Israel, his chosen nation, to be at rest, to be at peace, because he defeats their enemies in warfare. He allows the land to rest because he destroys the inhabitants of that land, the Gentiles that are there. In fact, in Isaiah 14, verse 1, the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. God will save Israel, show mercy on Israel, and the strangers will be joined to them, and they will be in their own land. Well, if the Gentiles are occupying that land, they must be driven out, they must be destroyed. And that passage we read in Joel 2, where the armies of heaven come, and before them it's a flame of fire, before them it's like the Garden of Eden, behind them is a desolate wilderness, because of that flame of fire that comes. That's the establishment of a new world order. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, we read of that new world order being established. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great." You eat the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great, kings and captains and mighty men. Why? Because that great battle. Because when Jesus Christ comes to establish a new world order. See, the old world order that's under the prince and power of the air, under the control of Satan, is not going to just, peacefully walk away. That dominion that's been turned over to Satan, he doesn't want to let that up. And that service of Satan that men are doing, they don't want to give that up. So they will not give up that world order except by warfare. They don't give it up willingly. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8. This passage is a very telling passage. Zechariah 1 and verse 8. And it describes that new world order and its establishment. Zechariah 1, verse 8. "I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were red horses speckled and white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom the Lord has sent to and fro to walk through the earth. And they answered the angel, the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest." It's a very amazing passage here in Zechariah. These men on horses, the red horses, the speckled horses, and the white horses, this is that army of heaven that has come and gone through the land. The army of heaven that comes in Joel chapter 2 and Isaiah chapter 13, and they go through that land, and we know that those horses are all white when they start. Jesus Christ comes riding a white horse, but here we have horses that are red and speckled and white. In the book of Revelation, you read that as they ride through a place called Armageddon, where that final battle is, the blood flows to the horses' bridles and turns them red with blood. These red horses are red with the blood of kings and of captains and of mighty men. And now the battle's over, and those red horses and those speckled horses that came behind and those white horses that by the time they got to the end, everything was all gone. They now stand in the myrtle trees in the bottom, and they say, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Why is the earth at rest? Because a new world order has been established. How did that new world order get established? Because these angelic armies went out and walked to and fro in the earth, and they destroyed the existing world order. The new world order will not be established through negotiation and treaty and compromise. The new world order will be established through absolute, all-out, utter, no-holds-barred, take-no-prisoners warfare. When Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, comes with the armies of heaven, rides through the land, through that nation, through Israel, destroys the armies of the Gentiles that have occupied that land, and establishes a new world order. A world order where the throne of his father David is at issue, and a world order where he sits on the throne of his father David and rules with a rod of iron. And that world order has originated with God in heaven when he sent his son back to this earth. But the establishment of that new world order comes through warfare. You see, mankind thinks, well, we can make our own new world order just by negotiation and treaty. It'll never happen. The existing world order will stay in effect until Jesus Christ eliminates it by war. And once he's eliminated it by warfare, then all the earth will sit still and be at rest and be at peace. We'd like to understand more about the new world order and how it is established. And we'd like to do that by sending you the audio or video cassette tapes, the CDs or the DVDs of this entire month's series of studies. If you'd contact us this week, our address is Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. Our web address is www.gracealive.org, and our toll-free phone number is 877-53-GRACE. We look forward to hearing from you this week. As I said, if you have questions or comments, we'd love to hear those. And if you've got a question, perhaps that question could become a topic for some future Grace Alive program. If you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes or the CDs or the DVDs, just be sure to specify which you prefer, which you can use, and request the series on the New World Order or the coming New World Order, and we'll be glad to get those materials out to you without any cost or obligation. As I said, we look forward to hearing from you this week, and we trust that you'll tune in again next week right here to Grace Alive. And until then, we trust that God's grace will truly be alive in your life.